Thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with today?
I'm John as well.
I'm sorry?
John. Yeah, I'm John as well.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good, good, good. John, I have Ron Barnett for Roundup case.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the transfer.
Sure.
Thank you.
Ron, John's on the line for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, Ron. Good afternoon. My name is John, just like the previous gentleman. I'm a case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit, and I'm assuming by speaking to you, you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Were you or someone you know diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
I was.
Sorry to hear that. Do you know by chance what subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you had? Or have?
Yes, it was the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma.
Okay, I know that, unfortunately. I'm sorry to hear that. Before I go any further, I do need to confirm, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I did not.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or even signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes, I am not.
Okay. Again, I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis. Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, I had one doctor diagnosed me with
okay. It. In other words, you haven't been diagnosed more than one time. In other words, you didn't put this in remission and have it come back again?
No. After the treatment of chemotherapy and the lymph node surgery.
I got it. So yeah, one diagnosis is enough. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then, so you are living and you're able to, you're an adult and you're able to file a claim for yourself for damages?
Yes.
Okay. Can you give me the approximate or exact date, if it's possible, of your diagnosis, the date of your diagnosis?
That was around April 30th, 2017.
2017. Okay. So we're talking about a living case post 2005 and the diagnosis date, April 30th, 2017. Now, Ron, how did you use Roundup? Was it in a home setting, work setting, or both?
My parents owned a ranch mm-hmm. and it was about 4 acres worth, and I would always spray it probably for them a couple times a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what years was this did you live there and use Roundup?
It was around 2007, like okay. the end of 2007, when I started, okay. you know, spraying uh-huh. Roundup. And then it was about 10 years later when I started feeling the symptoms of the eye irritation and, you know, skin rashes and some chest pain and difficulty in breathing.
Oh.
And, you know, when I stopped using it, and then
classic symptoms of an exposure to the chemical and found in Roundup. All right, so can you provide me the address to the ranch where this residence is at that you used Roundup?
Yes, it is 8830 Bradshaw Road.
And that's in what city or town?
Elk Grove, California.
Okay. 95624.
Yes.
Okay. Let me just confirm that I have it correct. I have 8830 Bradshaw Road, Elk Grove, California, 95624.
Yep, that's it.
And that's considered a home ranch.
Yes.
Okay, there we go, 8830. Pardon the silence. I'll just talk through what I'm doing. I'm entering this address in Bradshaw Road. That's in Elk Grove, California. 95624. All right, this next question is I'm going to ask for any other person you may know that has used Roundup and was also diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Do you know of such a person?
My mom and my dad both died from cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that. Do you know if it was a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No. My mom started at breast cancer, but then it spread all over. Mm-hmm. And then my dad, it was colon cancer he got at first, but he had so much other, there was a few symptoms he had. Both, and I didn't know if it was, you know, related. Because, mm-hmm. you know, just it was just off. You know, just seemed off that.
Would you be able to provide medical information about your dad's diagnosis? Like, what doctor diagnosed your father? Where was that diagnosis made? Like, was it a hospital setting or was it in a clinic? And would you be also able to provide, like, the name of the doctor that treated your doctor and where he may have been treated at? Do you know enough information to provide that? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I ask because many colon cancers can be linked to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay. Yeah. I was trying to read up on that, and I was curious on that.
Yeah, it's definitely, but here's the thing, as I mentioned to you, is there's 60 different subtypes, and colon cancer is obviously the region of the body that the cancer may have been prevalent, but there is the medical term for it, and if you know the medical term, that would be very helpful. But here's the approach. I'm going to start working on your case for yourself because it should be easy to answer questions about the circumstances for you. And then after we're done, then we can work on trying to file a claim for your father. Although, you know, we do need to know the name of the subtype for your father because I just simply can't put colon cancer.
Right.
Like your subtype was a diffuse large B cell. Is that clear? We'll do you first, and then we'll try your father. Regrettably for your mother, there's not enough scientific evidence that can link a breast cancer to a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, at least for the time being.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, my dad, he would spray along with me when we sprayed the property. Because my grandpa, he did not like one weed at all on the whole place.
Okay.
It was a full-functioning farm, and he was just very adamant on every place we sprayed.
He liked
so
it.
Okay. We still have all kinds of weed, weed killer Roundup inside the barn.
Okay. Okay. All right. Moving forward. So yes, you do know some people that meet this criteria. When you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, were you over the age of 18 but under the age of 80?
Yes.
And how old were you when you got this diagnosis, may I ask?
41.
41. Okay, that's young. All right. And then the law firm does ask, if you have a birth certificate, could you provide that to the law firm?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. And then what's your best guess for the number of years you've used Roundup? I think you answered that question. It was 10 years between 2007 and 2017. Okay.
Yes.
And then have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more during that 10-year period?
At least 3 times a month.
Okay. Oh, that's easily more than 10 days, right? In a year?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And then am I speaking to you on a smartphone?
Yes.
And this phone number, is this the best number that you can be reached? 530-957-4080?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have an alternative number that you can be reached at as well, or is this the only number?
It's the only number I have.
Okay, very well. And then I'm assuming that you are a resident of the United States as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then I'm going to ask questions about any other illness you may have had. Have you had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, or hepatitis B?
No, I have not.
Okay, that's good. And have you had an organ transplant?
No, I have not.
Have you required chemotherapy for a cancer treatment other than for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, I've only done chemotherapy for lymphoid surgery.
Just for this diagnosis, yeah. Okay. And then there appears to be, I believe you answered this question already. The question is there a history of cancer in the family? And I believe the answer is yes. Both mom and dad were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Mom. I'm just typing up these notes. Mom was diagnosed with breast cancer and dad was diagnosed with colon cancer. And I'm sorry to hear that. And I'm sorry for the loss of your parents too. Is that correct that they're no longer with us?
Yeah.
Sorry for your loss. and I'm sorry for your diagnosis, but I'm here to help you get signed up for this lawsuit so that you could potentially receive a settlement for damages and get justice. All right, now I'll be gathering your information. Is your legal name Ron or Ronald?
On my birth certificate, it'll say Ronald, but like my driver's license and everything, it's always been Ron.
It's been Ron? Okay, so we can put Ron. And then your middle initial?
N for Neil.
Okay. And then your last name, is it spelled B as in Bravo, U as in Uniform, R as in Romeo, N as in November, E as in Echo, T as in Tango, T as in Tango?
No, it is a B-A-R-N-E-T-T.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought Burnett. It's actually Barnett.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. B as in Bravo, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, N as in November, Echo, Tango, Tango?
Yes.
Do you have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No, I do not.
Okay, and your gender is male, right?
Yes.
Okay, and your marital status, please?
Not married.
Never married?
Divorced.
Okay. Oh, divorced.
No,
I've
been
divorced.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. Not remarried?
No, not remarried. Not yet.
Sorry if that's painful to say. All right. And then if you meet this criteria, I will be having you sign today on this call towards the end an authorization for legal representation as well as an authorization to request or release medical records. Okay. So on that request for medical records, I actually have to put your name and your social on that form so the hospital or the doctor knows to gather the right records for the right person. Can I get your social security number, please?
I'm always kind of iffy on giving my social up.
I'm sorry?
I'm always iffy on giving my social up due to I had identity theft occur. It was like, you know, a good amount of money on my checking account.
I respect that.
Is there any way I could get the records from my doctor for you?
Well, here's what I can do. I can provide, you can provide just the last four digits. That would protect most of your identity. There's very little anybody can do without the full social, but with the four, at least with the last four, between your name, the last four, and your date of birth, that should be adequate to request medical records.
Okay.
Okay. The last four, please.
5245.
And let me just confirm I heard that correctly. 5245.
Yes.
Okay. And your date of birth, please?
8/11/1976.
Okay. That's August 11th, 1976, 1976?
Yes.
Perfect. And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your diagnosis? How did you learn you may have developed cancer from Roundup? Was it from a TV advertisement?
Yeah, Facebook.
Facebook. Okay. Social media. Okay.
Yes.
And then how long ago did you see that advertisement? What's your best approximate date that you saw that?
It's, you know, I seen it about a year ago.
Okay.
And but I wasn't sure. And actually, I did call one place one time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was when my mom, I got mom's cancer too. Mm-hmm. And they weren't too sure on if it was the right time of cancer like my dad had either.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just never called back because I was really, really busy with taking care of my mom.
Okay.
And then my mom's passed and everything's all that's done with.
Again,
I've been kind of like.
Sorry, I'm going to interrupt
you.
Pardon me for interrupting, okay? Just to confirm, you learned of the connection about Roundup and your injury from a Facebook advertisement. And I think you mentioned it was about a year ago. And so is it okay if I just use November 8th, a year from today's date? November 8th, 2023, is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, very good. And then can I get your height and your weight, please?
5'8", and I weigh like maybe 185 pounds.
Okay. That would be 5'8", 185 pounds?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And then I mentioned to you, you would be signing on the forms. Any forms that you sign, I'll send you a copy to your email address. What is your email address?
Ron Barnett,
okay.
1976@gmail.com.
Oh, it's your first name, Ron, then your last name, Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T, and then the year you were born, 1976?
Yes, correct.
And what was the email? Was it Gmail, did you say?
Gmail.com.
Okay, Gmail. Okay, thank you. Ron Barnett, 1976 at Gmail. And it's spelled just like your first and your last name.
Yes.
Okay. And then we already established this is your cell phone that we're speaking to you on. If you do meet the criteria and you do sign the legal agreement, as well as the request for medical records, it would appear that you're done. But there's one final step that you still have to do, and that's to verify with the law firm that you use Roundup and that you're diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and that it's okay for them to submit the medical request for medical records form. It's a quick call. Like, you and I spend the most amount of time, they're just going to quickly recap our conversation. They really want to hear that it's okay to submit the request for medical records before they can start working on your case. So with that understanding, when is the best time that you can be reached by that firm, that law firm? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Probably evening.
Evening? Okay, very good. And then now I'm going to ask you questions about the usage of Roundup. What is your best estimate for the number of times you've used Roundup within a year?
I mean, every month we sprayed.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say a minimal two, you know, times. I mean, sometimes I do three times a month.
Okay.
And
you do it every single month or just seasonally, like a few months in the year?
Well, out of 4 acres, we would start one area the, you know, one time, and then the, you know, next area the next time, and then the last area, you know, the last time every month, you know.
Okay, so it's like the formula that you used, applied the product. It sounds like you did it regularly, at least two times a month, and almost every month, because it's such a large property. Okay, you had zones, in other words. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that two times a month, and there's 12 months in a year, that's roughly 24 times, give or take. I mean, you did mention there's sometimes you had to do it more than that two times.
Right.
Okay, so I put 24 times as a best estimate or approximate number of times. Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Oh, yeah. We sprayed it for about 10 years before I started feeling symptoms.
That's right. Okay. And then the next question is asking for the approximate start date, when you started using Roundup, and then it's asking for the stop date, when you stopped using Roundup approximately. So you mentioned 2007. Can I just put January 1st, 2007 for start date?
No, it'd be more like November, because that's like when I moved back up here.
Okay. Can I put November 1st, 2007?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then when do you think is your best estimate for when you stopped? Would that have been right around your diagnosis, April
2017? Yes, I stopped like right the same month when I started feeling symptoms, and then I got diagnosed. That's when I stopped.
Okay. I'll say, do you think we can put like that you stopped the day of your diagnosis?
You put April.
Yeah, I put April 30th, 2017, the same day as your diagnosis.
I would say like April 15th.
Okay, I'll put April 15th then. April 15th, 2017. And that's roughly 2 weeks before your diagnosis. And why did you stop using Roundup? Was there any particular reason for doing so?
Honestly, when I started feeling the symptoms, mm-hmm. I don't do well when I'm sick. I see when I'm sick, I just like, I don't answer the phone. I don't, you know, I'm a real, you know, girly thing when I get sick. I don't deal with it well. So I didn't come down here to help
this
month.
Am I hearing you say the reason for your stopping Roundup is you started to experience poor health after using Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. And then you did answer this question already, which is when was it applied? And the response should be monthly, not seasonally, not yearly, but rather monthly.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how did you apply the product? Did you use a hand sprayer, or did you use a backpack, or was it a tractor with hoses?
It would be backpack sprayers.
Okay. Backpack sprayer. Okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No, not really.
Did you use gloves or a mask?
No.
Okay. That's all right. All right. That's an honest answer.
Eyeglasses, you know, sunglasses on.
Okay. Well, yeah. But that was just sunglasses, right? You didn't really intend to protect yourself from the product. Okay, so I get it. That's okay. So I put no for protective gear. Where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? So you used it for property maintenance at the home ranch?
Yes.
Okay. And how large of an area do you think it was applied?
Well, it's 3.5 acres.
Uh-huh.
We would pretty much, besides where the garden beds are, because it was a full functioning ranch, you know, we grew all of our vegetables down in there. So besides the garden beds, we pretty much spray everywhere.
Okay. Used to maintain home ranch perimeter. Okay. All right. Used to kill weeds at home ranch, which is about 3.5 acres. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes.
Okay. And then this is in the state of California that you use the product at your home ranch?
Yes.
Okay. Got
yes.
it. And then it was used in a residential setting. And just to confirm, your exposure to Roundup, that was a direct exposure, meaning you personally sprayed the Roundup yourself, and you were because you personally sprayed it, you were present during 100% of the time during its application?
Yes.
Okay.
And so was my dad.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I have to separate you from your dad. If your dad meets the criteria, he would be a separate claim. And so I'll have to do these questions over separately for your dad. Directly exposed from home yard maintenance. So I put, how were you first exposed to Roundup? Directly exposed from home yard maintenance. It was direct. You personally sprayed the product and you were present 100% of the time. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. How many exposures to Roundup would you estimate you had in your lifetime? Now, this is a lifetime question.
Oh, so 24
times 10. That's like what, 240 times a year over a lifetime?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you live near a water well or get your water from a well?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Is it you live near a water well?
Yes, we have our own water.
Okay. Has your water ever been tested for the presence of chemicals?
No.
Okay, so you don't know if there's any chemicals present in the water supply from Roundup?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Okay, so I'll put unknown. And it's, to the best of your knowledge, your water well has not been tested?
Yeah, no, it has not been tested.
Okay, very good. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides or benzene or even Agent Orange?
No, I have not.
Okay. And then do you know what type of Roundup product was used? Was it the concentrate or premix version?
It was concentrate. Well, we would pre-mix, you know. I mean, we would mix it.
You'd mix it. Okay. It's concentrate. Okay. And then when and where was the Roundup purchased?
At Walmart.
Okay. And do you recall when it was purchased? Probably not. It's hard to remember exactly when I bought something. Would that be right?
I'm not sure, like, when the dates were the purchase. There's no he'd buy it. You know, the gallon jugs, and it would last, like, you know, 3 months or something like that. Anybody, we went through a lot of it. I know that.
So for this question, when and where was Roundup purchased? The response is purchased from the local Walmart, but unsure when last purchased.
The last purchase? I'm not sure because my dad might have. Yeah,
that's enough. That's enough, Ron, because you just confirmed you're unsure when you last purchased it.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you happen to have any evidence of your purchase? For example, store receipts, credit card receipts, or even photographic or videographic evidence?
I know there's still some Roundup inside the barn. And I could look all the receipts and stuff, see if we have any receipts for it.
Okay. But to your knowledge now, do you think you have receipts?
I'm not quite sure. I'd have to look.
We'll put no for the time being. If by chance you're able to locate receipts, just let us know, okay? We'll offer them now.
Okay.
But I'm assuming for the time being, the answer is no. You don't have any store receipts or credit card receipts. But if you do find some, let us know. You know, volunteer to provide that information to the firm if they agree to take a case. The next question is, you already answered this question, which is you do have a bottle of Roundup in the farm at the property?
Yes.
Okay, your possession? All right.
Yes.
This is an important message. That's evidence. So please don't destroy it. Don't tamper with it. Take a photograph of it and keep it where it's at, okay? Or just save it because that could be needed. The law firm may request that information, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you questions about yourself. Have you ever smoked, Ron?
No, I have not.
Okay. And are you currently employed?
Right now, I'm not employed right now.
Have you ever lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I did, Beck.
Okay. Can you give me the approximate dates you were unable to work?
That would be, let's see.
So you got diagnosed late April 2017. Did you start treatment pretty quickly?
Yeah, I did. But there was some weeks afterwards, I was really sore or no energy, you know?
Okay.
So I'd say between May and October almost, I went on.
Okay. So you think you're out of work up until October, did I hear? Or did you?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, from May to October.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Out of work for treatment between May and October of 2017.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Have you ever been in the military?
No, I have not.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No, I have not.
Okay. Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation or workers' compensation claim?
I had gotten unemployment.
Okay. That's different. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, I have not.
Okay. Other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
I had a misdemeanor hit and run when I was 18.
Oh, that's fine. That's I guess that would be. Let's see. How old are you today? 41? Oh, how old are you today?
48.
48. So we're talking, geez, that would have been 30 years ago. Okay.
It was a misdemeanor also, so.
Yes, I'm going to make note of that.
But I don't have a speeding ticket.
Yeah. Okay, that's not going to have any bearing on this case. So, yes, you did. It was a misdemeanor hit and run approximately 30 years ago.
Yes.
All right. Ron, thank you for being patient through these questions. You're doing really well. And again, the whole point is to help you see if you meet the criteria. And if you do, get you in contact with a firm that's going to take your case, okay, and help you get compensated for damages. I do need to gather medical information, starting with the name of the doctor that diagnosed your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay, that would be Dr. Mandy Robinson.
And can you spell the last name?
Robertson.
Robertson. Mandy Robertson?
Yes.
Okay. I found... And was your doctor Mandy Robertson... Was your diagnosis made in a hospital setting?
Yes.
Okay. What was the name of the hospital?
It was Enloe Regional Cancer Center.
Can you spell that for me?
Enloe Regional Cancer Center in Chico.
I found that. Okay. So just to confirm, the diagnosis was at Enloe Regional Cancer Center That looks to be at 265 Cohasset Road in Chico, 95926.
Yes.
Okay. Was that also where you got treated for cancer?
Yes, that is where I was hospitalized.
And so that doctor, let me see here, Dr. Mandy Robertson.
Well, my primary care doctor was at Marshall Medical Center.
Well, who made the diagnosis? Who officially declared it?
My primary care doctor did that. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. And was that in the hospital that your primary care doctor did that?
Yes, it was Marshall Medical Center.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's where I'm at. Okay. And the primary care doctor's name?
Dr. William Barley Jr.
Dr. William Barley Jr. And he's in Placerville?
Yes.
He's
in
Marshall
Medical Center?
And that's Marshall Medical Center. Okay, bear with me here. He's just Dr. William Barley Jr. is a physician. He's just he's just a family physician?
Yes.
Okay. But he diagnosed you in the hospital where you learned you had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, was at the hospital, and that was, what hospital was that again? I'm sorry?
Marshall Medical Center.
Marshall Medical Center. Would that be the at 1100 Marshall Way in Placerville, 95667?
Yes.
Okay, great. Let me just enter that information in. Actually, I don't really need that. I'm going to use, since Dr. Barley diagnosed you at Marshall Medical Center, I'm going to use Marshall Medical Center's address for Dr. Barley, as well as their phone number. This will be a good starting point for the law firm to get medical records. We'll start at Marshall Hospital, then next Dr. Barley Jr. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, do you happen to have any medical records in your possession that can confirm your diagnosis?
Yes, I do. That's what I was going to say. I got copies of a lot of my medical records.
Very good. Very good, Ron. Thank you. All right. Now, here's where you were treated was at Enloe Regional Cancer Center, and where they confirmed that that's at 265 Cohasset Road. And let me see here. Let me put the address in here. Sorry for the silence. I'm just copying and pasting these businesses to the intake application here. The phone number to Enloe Regional Medical or Regional Cancer Center is 530 area code 332-4700. I got that from the web. And then you said, let's see here. I'm so sorry. What was the name of the doctor at Enloe Regional Cancer Center, or the doctor that's responsible for your treatment?
Mandy Robertson.
Oh, that's Dr. Mandy Robertson. That's the oncologist. Okay.
Yes.
There she is. She's an oncologist and hematologist. Okay. In Chico.
Yes.
Yeah, good. Thank you. You've been very helpful. Thank you. Dr. Randy Robertson, MD. All right. And then when did your treatment start approximately?
That was around May 7th, 2017.
Okay. Thank you. All right. May 7th, 2017. And what type of treatment did you have to undergo?
The chemotherapy.
Okay.
And then the lymphoid surgery.
You had surgery to remove cancerous tissue?
Yes.
Okay. Did they have to do any radiation therapy?
No, and then it was just the chemotherapy I did.
Just the chemo? Okay. What about stem cell transplant?
No.
Okay. And then... And just to confirm, so your treatment would have been the surgery to remove cancerous tissue and then chemotherapy?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And then what is your current address?
It is 6521 Green Valley Road, Placerville, California, 95667.
Is that a house?
Yes.
Okay. So there's no apartment number or unit number?
No, no.
Okay. And just to confirm that I have it correct, it's 6521 Green Valley Road, Placerville, California, 95667?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then we're getting close to wrapping up here, Ron, so thank you for being very patient and answering a lot of these questions. The law firm does request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue a case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Blair Mitchell.
Okay. Does Blair live with you?
Yes.
Okay. B-L-A-I-R?
B-L-A-I-R, yes.
Okay. And is it M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L?
Yes.
Okay. And Blair's phone number?
530-957-6329.
Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 530-957-6329.
Yes.
And a relationship to you?
My girlfriend.
Okay, girlfriend. Okay. Okay, and do we have permission to contact Blair if necessary for an emergency reason?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Ron, you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. I thank you for giving me the chance to help you get signed up to participate in this suit to get compensation in the form of damages. I know these were unfortunate circumstances that brought us together. The fact that you did use Roundup and you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. We have the date for diagnosis, April 30th, 2017. This is a living case. You are filing a claim for yourself because you're an adult over the age of 18. You used Roundup in a residential setting at your home ranch at 8830 Bradshaw Road, Elk Grove, California, 95624. You're between the age of 18 and 79 when you received the diagnosis. You used the product for roughly 10 years between 2007 and 2017. You're a citizen of the United States. Ron, your birth certificate says Ronald, but your driver's license today says Ron, middle initial N, last name Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T. We confirmed male, no suffix. You're divorced. The last four of your social, 5245, date of birth, August 11th, 1976. We confirmed your email address is ronbarnett1976@gmail. Phone number 530-957-4080. Everything looks good. We've confirmed your address. Presently is 6521 Green Valley Road, Placerville, California, 95667. That's a residence. We've confirmed your emergency contact information. So the last step for you and I is for me to send you a text message, which will have a link to the forms to sign. Remember the forms of your authorization for legal representation and to release medical records. Once we're finished signing, it'll appear that we're done. Don't forget about the case verification call, okay?
Okay.
All right, bear with me here. So I'm just sorry for the silence. I'm just checking my work. Oh, I did. I missed a very important question. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Would you say negatively? negatively impacted physical health?
Yeah.
Okay. What about your emotional well-being?
That part was rough.
Okay. So that was a negative to your emotional health. What about financial well-being or financial security?
It hit me back for a little while. Because I felt really weak for a while there, you know.
Okay, so what I said for this, our response for this question, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Negatively impacted physical health, that goes without saying, emotional well-being, and financial stability due to being out of work for a few months. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is as I mentioned to you, I'm going to have you sign your case for you. And then we'll try to see if we can get your father signed up. We're going to sign you up to file a claim for your injured father, if we can do that, if he meets the criteria. But we'll finish with you first. So in a few seconds, you should be receiving a text message from John Maurer. That's the link to DocuSign, so you can sign the agreements.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
You got it? Okay. All right. So what you want to do is you want to click on that link.
Wait, can you hold on? Sure. My lawyer for the probate is calling me. 1 second.
Sure.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I've been waiting for it. I'm going to call him back. My mom passed in June this year.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry for your loss. This is a lot for you, Ron. These are really tragic circumstances for your family, your mom, your dad, and yourself. But you have survived, I imagine. By talking to him, I'm assuming you survived and you've lived to talk about the tale.
Yes.
How's your health today?
I now have a sciatic nerve that is really.
The sciatica.
Yes.
Back.
It's really depressing, kind of, and hard to deal with. And it's lasted quite a while. I've just recently started to be able to walk around more. Okay. Okay. It says please sign.
Yeah. So you're going to click on that link. Please review and act on these documents. You'll see my name, John Maurer. Below that, you'll see a box that you'll have to put a check mark in. That's agreeing to electronic records and signatures.
Okay. I did that.
Okay, and then you should be able to hit continue or follow the yellow navigation buttons, which will take you to each page that needs a signature or initial.
Okay.
Have you ever done DocuSign before using a computer, like on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yes.
You're familiar with this process.
Yes.
Since you're familiar with that, I'll let you be. But when you hit the yellow finish button, let me know because that'll be a cue for me to do something on my end.
Okay. 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 1 second. Okay, so now I'm okay, center again. Do I sign RNB or just RB?
Well, there's signatures and there's initials.
Yeah, I do my middle name too.
It's up to you, however you sign your name.
I mean my initials.
For initials, it's just going to be whatever your initials are. What is it, RB?
Yeah, I didn't know if I
Okay.
do my middle name. Okay.
Yeah, that's up to you. Some people use their middle initial, include their middle initial, some people don't.
Okay. 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 Initials. Initial.
Do you get a lot of paperwork in your name, Ron, as opposed to Ronald?
Yeah, most
Okay.
wrong.
Most
Okay,
everything's
so
Ron?
yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm at the finish line.
You have to finish? Okay, let me take a look at that. I didn't get a confirmation that you finished. You hit the yellow finish button?
No, I'll do that right now.
Okay.
Okay, I did that.
Okay, I just got the confirmation now. All right, so let me do this. Let me send you a text message with my name and contact information, okay? So bear with me here. It's 530. Nine five seven 4080. Bear with me here. Hi, Ron. This is John Meyer, the KCMT specialist you spoke to about the round up lawsuit. I just sent you a text message.
Let me check. Okay.
Got
one?
It. Yeah.
Yes.
One moment. I'm actually typing another message. I'm going to send you another text message. All right, be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker or A4D, and just in case, I provide you their phone number.
Okay.
You got it?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, now let's try to see if your father meets the criteria, okay? So you're kind of familiar with the questions. That helps out quite a bit. All right, so we're talking about your father. He had colon cancer, which is a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But I do need you to confirm that it was non-Hodgkin's. But more importantly is I need you to be able to provide me the name of the subtype of his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay. I know the paperwork and all this. Stuff is inside my mom's closet, but it's kind of like a pretty good sized box to go through. I mean, give me to do that and come back, call you back.
Yeah, that's fine. You have my direct phone number, but let me ask you, before you do so, let me ask you a few more questions here, okay? When was his diagnosis made, approximately?
It would be... Let's see, it'd be around 2015.
So his approximate date of diagnosis was in 2016?
No, 2015.
2015. Okay, do you remember the month and day?
It might be December 2014.
Okay. So to the best of your memory, it would have been he was diagnosed December 2015?
14.
Oh, 14. I'm sorry. You said that. I apologize. December 2014.
Yes, I bought my house in October, and then while I was doing all the work on it, he had called me one night and told me he was diagnosed with cancer, and that would have been December, I believe.
Do you remember what day approximately? Was it towards Christmas, towards the middle of December, the beginning of December, or towards the end of December, like after
probably
Christmas?
Probably the beginning of December.
Okay, so we can say maybe as an approximate date, December 7th, 2014?
Yes, that's probably it.
And he passed, is that right?
Yeah, 3 years later.
I'm sorry to hear that. So that would have been in 2017? Do you know his date of death, his date of passing?
Oh, I just had a death certificate. It was, I think it was May.
I'll need the exact date.
It's in my car.
Do you want to
see?
Okay, so let's say I'm just going to continue with the criteria. I want to make sure he meets some basic criteria without the exact dates. So your best estimate is that he had passed in 2017.
Yes, I'm almost there. One second. I was definitely getting in my car.
Okay.
Okay, so it's been March 19th.
It's March 19th?
2017.
Okay. And what is his date of birth?
That would have been December...
The date. Oftentimes, 14th. his birthday is listed on his death certificate as well.
Yeah, it's the 14th of December.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The 14th? December 14th?
December 14th?
Yes, in 1947.
1947? Okay. And then what do they list as cause of death for your father?
It was cancer.
Can you read me what the description says on the cause of death? On the death certificate?
Yeah.
I asked for that language, what it states on there specifically, because that could give us the diagnosis. That could confirm if it's diagnosis.
Okay. Let's see. Prostate cancer.
Oh, prostate cancer.
Excessive heart failure, deep venous tumors.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Oh. ILIAC, lymph node biopsy.
Wait, I'm so sorry. Bear with me here. Can you spell it out for me?
Yes, ILIAC, lymph node. Biopsy.
Uh-huh.
Was on 4/7/2015.
I'm sorry. What do you, is that reading cause of death?
It says operation performed for any condition, an item, congestive heart failure and deep venous humerus, THOROMBOISIS.
Oh, that's inconclusive. Pancreatic cancer is not a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Prostate or brain?
Wait, did you say pancreatic cancer? I'm sorry.
No, prostate.
Prostate cancer. All right.
And then it says brain, metastasis.
Okay. Brain metastasis?
Yes, yes.
Is there a way you can take a picture of that death certificate and text it to me?
Yes. One second.
Okay. Well, prostate cancer is not a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Okay.
We know regrettably your mom passed from breast cancer, but that can't be linked to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I thought you said colon cancer for your father, and there is a link between colon cancer and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but I think you're reading to me the death certificate indicates it's prostate cancer, which cannot be linked to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, okay. I thought it was colon cancer.
But you're going to text me a picture of the death certificate while we're on the phone. I might be able to read. I'll be able to read the language and see if there's more that I can research while I have you on the phone. Can you send... take a picture of it and text it to me while you're on the phone with me?
Yes, I'm doing that right now.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Ron. By the way, thank you for letting me help you get signed up for yourself. I'm sorry about your diagnosis.
Thank you.
You're about to get great representation from a prestigious law firm, a very experienced law firm, and one that provides great service. So that's good. It's just unfortunate how you and I are brought together that you had to participate in this because of your exposure to Roundup. I hope I can help you with your father too. But it doesn't look good if it's prostate cancer, and I already told you about your mom's breast cancer. But maybe there's something else on that death certificate that we can work with.
Okay, I'm sending that right now.
You sent it? Okay. It might take a second for me to get it. Okay, I got it. Let me see here. I'm enlarging it. Oh, yeah, no. So it just basically states that brain metastasis. Okay. See, I'm not a doctor, as you probably know. So I have to Google a lot of these terms, at least terms I'm not familiar with.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the thing. Prostate cancer is not a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But what that brain metastasis means is that it's considered a secondary. What he means is that what that's basically suggesting is there was a secondary. He had secondary cancer in the brain. But secondary brain cancer means that primary cancer could have been something else. And I'm assuming the primary cancer was prostate cancer. Prostate cancer, it starts in the prostate, but then it spreads and eventually gets to the brain. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, I those two things alone are not enough for me to, or us, for or at least for me to conclude that your father was diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But there could be in that pile of paperwork, as you mentioned, you may be right all along that he had colon cancer along with prostate cancer, you know.
Yeah.
But that would be, what's that?
I thought it went from like his colon all the way up to his brain.
Yeah, so that's possible. I mean, it really is. But it's unfortunate that I can't say I the I can't see that the death certificate is providing a diagnosis that is in any way linked to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But it could be found in that medical paperwork that you have. You said it was like someplace in a box in the ha family in the house.
Yes.
Yeah. I hate to have you go through all the trouble of looking through those paperwork, but I mean, if you have a lot of free time and you don't mind doing investigative work, you're welcome to do that and get back to me.
Yeah, no problem.
Would that be okay? All right, so you do have
Yeah.
my contact information. We'll stay in contact because as you know, the reason why I can't do it is because that brain metastasis, all that basically means is that that's the secondary cancer. And I'll read you exactly what Google says. Brain metastases are secondary brain tumors that occur when cancer cells spread from another part of the body to the brain. They are the most common type of brain tumor, accounting for more than half of all brain tumors. But since we know that based on that definition, it's a secondary condition, what's the primary? If it was prostate cancer was the primary, then that's not gonna, that doesn't meet the criteria. And what I mean by meet that criteria is that there's not enough science that can link prostate cancer to the chemical in Roundup. But colon cancer, most colon cancers are a type of cancer that's similar to yours, diffuse large B cell lymphoma. That is the subtype for colon cancers. You know, but I do need you to do some research to find out if that's true. That your father had colon cancer, and if it was a colon cancer, that's just the name of the area. But was it a diffuse large B cell lymphoma? And if that's the case, give me a call.
Okay.
Everything else seems to indicate that he may meet the criteria if the diagnosis, if it's what law firms refer to as a signature injury, an injury that can be assigned to the chemical found in Roundup. All right.
Okay.
Okay, Ron, it was a pleasure working with you. I hope that I can hear from. I'd hope I don't actually I don't hope because I know that means that we're signing your dad up. But I mean, if there's any way I can help be of assistance to you in the future, let me know. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any
Thank you
other
very much.
questions for me? You're welcome.
No, that's all.
Okay,
I'll
that's.
look up that all that paperwork and then do you mean to send you pictures of it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know. Just pick up the phone and call me. Have the paperwork ready, and I may have to ask you questions about that paperwork. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Ron, and I will touch base with you in about 7 days, a week. Actually, I'll touch base with you Monday and see if you had any luck going over those papers over the weekend.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. If you have no other questions, I want to wish you a good evening, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.